Next patient. We're going to do is going to be Gwendolyn, G-W-E-N-D-E-L-Y-N, Cleveland, C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D, 12258. Chief complaint, follow-up of hypertension. Number two, arm pain. Next is leg pain. Next number is, I saw the eye doctor and he said I have a heart murmur. Next number is, I've lost 20 pounds the past 3 months with not trying. Next number, history of hypertension. Next number, has had issues with polydipsia, polyphagia, and polyuria. Next number, concerned about the weight loss. Next number is leg pain. Next number is arm pain. Next number is history of carotid stenosis. Next number is history of fatty liver and hypertension and history of dizziness. Our patient is a 65-year-old woman, married, 42 years. I used to work for Entergy, has two children. She just retired. Her family's been concerned because she hasn't been acting like herself. She's lost weight. She hasn't been feeling well. Also was told she has a heart murmur now, which she didn't know about. And her last period was in 2008. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. Lives with her husband. No issues or problems at home. That's under social. Allergy, Keflex, ACE inhibitor. Then maintenance exam, yearly mammogram needed. Next one is colonoscopy not done. We scheduled colonoscopy. Also, I gave her guaiac cards today. Next number, put down blood sugar now. Non-fasting is 125. Then surgery. No recent surgery reported. Medical problems, arthritis, DJD, hypertension, medication, losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 100-25. Then family history, mom died of stroke in the MI, dad died of MI. There's a strong family history of stroke in the family. Maintenance, obtain guaiac card. Next stools. Next one is refer for colonoscopy. Then mammogram. Refer for mammogram ASAP. COVID immunization up to date times 3. She weighs 231 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 16, 98, 134, 82. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs to clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows, no actual arm, because with antigen, logical, non-focal, there's no lymphatic enough to load it in the growing, and or number one, hypertension control. Number two, weight loss. As far as the weight loss is concerned, we'll proceed with blood work, sed rate, TSH, free T3, free T4, lipids, LDL, chemistry, and CBC. Next number, if it all comes back negative, we need to proceed with the CT of the abdomen and pelvis and chest. Next number, she doesn't have any extra lymphadenopathy in her neck, as I mentioned. Next number, abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, fatty liver noted. Abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits, except she does have a fatty liver. Next one is PVD noted in the upper and in the upper lower extremity. Next one is no sign of DVT. Next number, kidneys are within normal limits. Next number, the thyroid appears appears to have small cysts, which could be consistent with multinodular goiter. Hence, check 3T3, 3T4. Next one is vertigo, caused us to check her carotid. She does have what looks like carotid stenosis with no significant change from before. Next one is her ejection fraction is about 58%. There may be a slight mitral regurgitation. Otherwise, no other stenosis or block or valvular abnormalities noted, hence the reason for the heart murmur. Next number has seen the eye doctor. Next number is blood sugars within normal limits. Next number is check carotid ultrasound. No, I'm sorry, check hemoglobin A1C as well. Next number, a weight blood test. We'll call patient with the results as soon as they're available. Thank you.